Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I got to walk you all through the Republican reaction to Donald Trump's letter to Jeffrey Epstein being confirmed by the Epstein estate and Congress just yesterday, because this goes beyond burying their heads in the sand. They are intentionally creating an alternate reality for the 30, 40% of the country that listens to MAGA media religiously, and we have to make sure we push back, because in the face of facts, these people not only cower, they are running away. Even Republicans like Tim Burchett, you know, he has had decent takes on Ukraine before. Sometimes Republicans are, they have decent takes on Ukraine and other topics. He's going full MAGA on this. I want to start off with Caroline Leavitt, who wakes up every morning, puts on a cross, and then immediately proceeds to run defense for Donald Trump's clear link with Jeffrey Epstein. She gets asked about the $22,000 check for a, quote, fully depreciated woman. Now, there was a check that was also released yesterday. In the Wall Street Journal article, it says there's a photo of Jeffrey Epstein with a giant novelty check implying Trump sold him a woman for $22,000. This was also included in the book that over a few hundred people signed. We'll get there, but let's just listen to Caroline Leavitt spinning this.
Thanks, Caroline. One of the other documents released by the House Oversight Committee contained a photo of Jeffrey Epstein holding an oversized check that was made out to him in the check from the president for $22,000 for a fully depreciated woman. I wondered if the president has any recollection of that, or what you guys make of that photo that was included in those documents.
Did you see the signature on that check? It is not Donald Trump's signature. It is absolutely not. The president did not sign that check.
But does he recognize
it? The absolute reality denial. She says it like it's a matter of fact. Well, let's go through. First of all, this large check right here, this is like a joke, mock check. Nobody's claiming that Donald Trump actually signed this right here. This check is clearly one of those large mock checks, and it even says as much in the article. It claims it's a mock check. But when they begin to deny that the signature on the actual drawing of the female body is not Donald Trump's, that's when it goes too far. So this 2003 drawing for Epstein's birthday book shows, you know, the long tail end and the signature. You see the 2001 letter, same thing. 1998 letter, same thing. 1998 letter to Rudy Giuliani, same thing. These are all the exact same signature, yet Caroline Leavitt somehow has the goal to keep denying it. In this clip, she's asked, you say he didn't sign the birthday card. What's the working theory? How did this happen?
If he didn't sign these, if you said he didn't sign the birthday card, he didn't do this, he also didn't do the check, those were in documents from the estate. So what is the working theory as to why he's in them?
The president has one of the most famous signatures in the world, and he has for many, many years. You know that, Maggie, you've covered him for a long time, long before he assumed this office when he was a businessman in New York. The president did not write that letter. He did not sign those documents. He maintains that position, and that position will be argued in court by his lawyers. The president is very confident he is going to win this case.
I cannot wait until we get to discovery for this $10 billion lawsuit that is being levied against not only the Wall Street Journal, but Rupert Murdoch himself is being sued. Can we watch this clip of Republicans being asked how they feel about this? And all of them are spinning themselves into the grave. Just take a listen.
We've seen the auto pen has been used quite a bit with the Biden administration. So I've never known Trump to be much of an artist either. So I kind of draw that into question.
The auto pen? They're going to blame it on the auto pen. Trump doesn't have to be an artist. He's just drawing the figure of, I was going to say a woman, but it looks to be a young girl.
History of him drawing
stuff.
The
thing is, it's been there for 4 years, and now it's just come out. I just don't buy it.
So you think really someone might have just forged this somehow and sent this to the app?
Somehow. It's so easy to do. I just don't buy any of it right now because we have a prior administration that's had a history of dishonesty, and they bring something like this out now. Why wouldn't they bring it out during the campaign?
And of course, these documents were from the Epstein estate, not from the Biden administration. But nevertheless, you're hearing that defiance from some of those Republicans who had been calling for the release of those documents, but very much siding with the president, which just shows you that perhaps this has not really moved the needle among some of those key Republicans whose support would be needed to force a vote on that bill, calling for the release of all the documents.
Yeah.
At the moment, you're seeing the White House, seeing its allies sort of circle the wagons in the aftermath of the release of that birthday book.
Well, you know, Manu, with the birthday book, obviously it's not illegal to send someone a birthday letter. This was before Jeffrey Epstein had been arrested, I believe, based on the dates of when his 50th birthday would have been. But, you know, when the Wall Street Journal published this story, it kind of bolstered the White House because they'd been under fire by so many in the GOP. And then this came out. People came and rallied to Trump's defense. I wonder if the White House, you know, denying that this letter existed or that that was Trump's signature.
And Caitlin Collins says there that sending this letter isn't illegal, which I agree with. I keep saying that on the show. Sending the letter in and of itself isn't illegal. But when you look at the two parties involved in sending this letter, it becomes very creepy. The man who owns a beauty pageant, who bragged about walking into the dressing rooms, the man who bragged about grabbing women, then doubled down on that. He sends it to a known pedophile and sex trafficker. Yeah, it's weird. A lot of people have been arguing whether or not this is the figure of like a woman that Donald Trump drew or a young girl. I'll let you decide, but it's just, it talks about his secretive commonalities with Jeffrey Epstein. All very, very odd. In this clip, Caroline Leavitt insists that Democrats are desperately trying to connect a hoax to smear the president of the United States. But Donald Trump is the one. Like, they keep going back and forth on this. Like, I love how they keep contradicting themselves on this. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson claimed that Trump is in the files, but because he was an informant. But now the files are a hoax that are being concocted by the Democrats.
You addressed the crime of Irina Zarika, and the president has done a lot to deliver justice for victims of crimes like that horrific stabbing. And the Epstein files are back in the news because a lot of Americans feel that that Jeffrey Epstein's victims never got justice. Does the president care about these victims? Do you think he can does he want to deliver more justice for them? And is he willing to meet with them?
The president cares about victims of all crimes. And that's why Republicans in the Trump Department of Justice have done more in terms of transparency when it comes to the Epstein case than any prior administration. And why are the Democrats all of a sudden caring about this? It's because they are desperately trying to concoct a hoax to smear the president of the United States. We have seen this time and time again.
We haven't seen this time and time again. Donald Trump just face plants time and time again. None of this is a hoax. Pam Bondi said she had the list on her desk, and the more we figure out from the Epstein estate and from the investigation, it seems like she maybe did have a list, and they do have more information. We know that in May, the FBI sat Trump down and said, your name is littered throughout the files. Now they're trying to spin it. In this clip, Caroline Leavitt gets pressed on if the White House will let a professional handwriting expert review this. And people already have. And I don't know if you need a professional handwriting expert. Here's the thing. Signatures do change throughout time. Trump's signature today looks different than it did in the early 2000s because he has a different sort of style that he signs. He uses the auto pen too, by the way. But this, in this time period, was Trump's signature. You can see it time and time again. There would be no way for the Jeffrey Epstein estate to concoct something like this unless they pulled a signature from another document that was sent to Jeffrey Epstein. But no, this is very, very real. And I will bet money, not as much money as the Wall Street Journal currently has on the line, but I'd bet money that as we go to discovery, the Trump admin backs down. Now, they have $10 billion on this, but I'll bet like $10 that when we get to discovery, the Trump admin backs down and they try to make this go away. They try to distract. They mobilize the National Guard somewhere else. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler feed on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. We are everywhere growing, and it's because of you all. I really do appreciate every single one of you. See you in the next one. Peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.